Dalton Hamas is a Lyndon Christian grad and reigning Division II National Basketball Player of the Year who just signed a contract with the San Antonio Spurs. Hamas is a 6'8" sharpshooting forward with a remarkable backstory. I spoke to Hamas over the weekend about what this landmark means to him. So to read more about his road to the NBA and what his contract with the Spurs means, head to scorebooklive.com/Washington. But now, my conversation with Dalton Hamas.
When did you sign it, and walk me through what the past few days have been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, we've just been waiting for the Spurs to send the contract over. And then 2 days ago, my agent just let me know. He said, I read it over, and everything looks good. So I just signed it, sent it back. That was 2 days ago. So now I'm officially a San Antonio Spur.
Yeah. What was that like signing the contracts? Set the scene for me. Were you by yourself? Were you with family?
Yeah, I was just with family, and it was electronically. So just signed it, sent it back. And once it finally got done, it felt really good.
So a couple of years ago, not long ago, you were a Division II walk-on. And now you've signed your first NBA contract. And I guess it sounds crazy to say that this – ask if this has been all part of the plan, but did you always have the NBA in mind, like even back then?
I mean, yeah, everyone's dream is to make it to the NBA. And I mean, a very small percentage do. So I'm blessed enough to be in that small percent. But I'm also not satisfied with where I'm at. Obviously, it's just an Exhibit 10 contract. So I'll have camp. And then if I don't make the team, I'll be in the G League with them. So, yeah, I'm just excited to keep going forward.
When were you made aware of the Exhibit 10 contract and just what that allows for players trying to make it into the league that might not be offered, full 15-man roster spots?
Right. I mean, I was kind of hoping that I would get a two-way after summer league. But I think just this is kind of the best move for me in my this stage of my career. And I know as I continue to get experience with teams and in the G League, I can continue to work my way up and hopefully end up on a roster someday.
So the G League is growing, and the NBA is incentivizing players such as yourself, now to go into the G League as opposed to going overseas. What's your impression of playing here in the States versus playing abroad in terms of which will like reasonably be the best avenue to the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, I probably could have made more money if I went overseas, but I definitely think this was the best move for me to stay in front of these teams. Because if I went overseas, obviously, I could be, out of sight, out of mind for a lot of teams. So I think just for me personally, especially since I came from a Division II school, I want to stay closer to be in front of these NBA teams.
How are you able to keep yourself on NBA teams' radars playing in a Division II school?
I mean, I just kept the momentum I have from the summer. Working out with a lot of pro guys and playing in pro-am tournaments and stuff like that. So just after I kind of created a buzz around my name, I just, tried to keep riding that momentum.
What did you learn about the NBA and what was your kind of first taste of pro basketball like in the summer league?
I mean, kind of the first game at summer league was probably my best game. I mean, I was extremely excited. So kind of the first taste of the NBA, for me was, an awesome feeling.
Especially in that first game. I mean, you were able to take a lot of shots and had a pretty quick trigger and in a setting like that, where a lot of guys are trying to stand out, how were you able to do that and kind of find your role?
I think just for me, I wanted to just go out and play my game, shoot when I was open and then, try and contribute in as many ways as I can. So, I mean, just for me, I just went out and played my game.
Is it tough to not try to force things? Or did you find it pretty easy to kind of just, play your game naturally?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been like a team player. I mean, that's kind of how I was raised, playing in Linden, and playing for Coach DeBoer is just doing whatever the team needs and making the right play. So for me, it's even more uncomfortable to try and like force things. So I think just in my case, it's just another game of basketball.
What's the reception been like to the news from the community up in Linden? Has enough time since it's been announced even like surpassed for you? Like, how's your phone been in the last few days?
Yeah, I mean, I've known that I've been that I was going to be with the Spurs for a while, so the people close to me knew that it was happening, and you know, I've gotten a lot of congratulations texts since it's finally official. So yeah, it feels good, and you know, I hope to just get down to San Antonio and really make my mark.
Your relationship. So I was talking to Roger late last night, Coach DeBoer, and it strikes me that you guys have obviously, you know, kept in touch and kept a good relationship over the years, but you really only played with him for 2 years, and you were a part of a state championship team as a freshman, you know, an integral part of a very good team as a sophomore. And you know, even when you were injured, it was really important to you to be a part of everything the team did. But your coach-player relationship really was pretty much fostered off of the court, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, just kind of like every practice my junior and senior year, I was there and I, you know, tried to contribute to the team. And definitely just talking with Coach DeBoer, because I had, you know, a different perspective. I was friends with all my teammates that were playing, but obviously I wasn't on the court with them. So just having that relationship with Coach DeBoer, I think helped our success and my personal growth in the game of basketball as well.
You hosted a basketball camp this summer, is that right?
Yeah, I just had some small training sessions with some kids at Colin Perrell's gym, something I threw together just to stay busy. So I think going forward, I can, you know, continue to work with kids over the summer when I come back after the season. So yeah, I just wanted to start with something small this last summer. So it was fun, and I hope to build on it.
You played in Jamal Crawford's crossover too, and I saw just an eye popping. I mean, did you really have 65 points in a game?
Yeah.
What was that like?
65. Yeah. Basically, when you get in the zone, kind of anything you throw up, it goes in, and that's kind of the zone I was in during that game. So definitely the most points I've ever scored in the game. It was pretty special.
Yeah, the rim felt real, real wide. It felt like an ocean, throwing a rock into the ocean.
Yeah, for sure. It almost felt like I could just do it with my eyes closed. That's how it felt.
How we're playing in those games, though? I mean, what is it more laid back? You know, are you playing against familiar faces from all, you know, all levels?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's, you know, all types of different players that play in the pro-am. So some current D1 guys, some overseas players, some guys that play in the NBA or at, you know, the college level. So, like I said earlier, it's just a game of basketball. So when you roll the ball out there, it's just something I love to do.
I saw that you dyed your hair. Is that right?
Yeah, it's currently blonde.
Walk me through that decision.
I just wanted something to do with my hair since it's the summer. So it's kind of a thing I've been doing for a little bit. I had a blonde patch a couple years ago, but now my entire head is blonde. So yeah, it's just something I wanted to do.
Yeah, is it here to stay?
Probably not. I mean, I'll just let it grow out and then keep getting it cut. So it'll probably eventually just grow out.
Right on. When do you report to training camp down there in San Antonio?
No later than Labor Day. So hope to get out there in the next couple weeks.
What's your impression of Austin and San Antonio?
I mean, when I was out in San Antonio, I loved it. So I haven't been in Austin yet, but I've talked to people involved with the Spurs, and I've only heard good things. So I'm excited.
And did you work out with the Spurs?
Yeah, it was actually my first workout.
So were you in talks with them for summer league or anything like that?
Yeah, I had a few options for summer league, but I chose the Bucks because of kind of the relationship I had with them, and I'm, you know, thankful for the opportunity they gave me. But I think just for this current season, in the position that I'm in, I think I'm going to be in the right spot with the San Antonio Spurs.
Right on. Well, hey, Dalton, I really appreciate your time, and best of luck with everything. And again, congratulations.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks for the call.